What is the essence of the Yizkor prayer? Most people would say, and I think I probably would have said, that the essence of the Yizkor prayer is contained in its name, its memory. But Rabbi Soloveitchik, the leading Orthodox theologian of the 20th century, said that wasn't the essence of the Yizkor prayer. And he had a rather surprising answer. If you recite Yizkor, you have said this part of the prayer, but you may never have paid attention to it. It is as follows. Hineni nodev, or nodevet, tzedakah ba'ad haskarat ha'neshamot, which means I pledge tzedakah, charity, on behalf of the memory of the person who has died. That, says Soloveitchik, is the essence of Yizkor. You don't give charity, you haven't done Yizkor. Now, why is that? Why would tzedakah be what Yizkor is about? I have a couple of theories, ending up with the one that I really think is the intent of the prayer. The first one is obvious, which is that you want to continue the legacy of the person who has died. And if you want to continue the legacy, then you have to make a change in the world that shows something of what they cared for and something of what they believed. And I think that most of us, if asked, would say that that's the reason that you give tzedakah. You want to continue their memory and their legacy in the world, so people will give tzedakah, for example, to have someone's name on a plaque or an institution or a program or a building, and that's a way of perpetuating their memory and their values. But I think there's more to it than that. Part of it is, when you give tzedakah, it's also an admission of your own mortality. When you give away something that's yours, you say, it's not going to be mine forever. One day, I too will be gone. And the only thing that will remain is what I did in the world, because I won't be here. As the Midrash reminds us, shrouds have no pockets. What you're buried in has no place to keep your money. So one of the reasons that we give tzedakah is it is a way of saying, when I say Yizkor, I know. I'm aware of the fact that one day someone, God willing, will say Yizkor for me. And when they do, I don't want to be seen as somebody who deceived himself about my mortality in this world. I want to be remembered as somebody who did something in this world with what I had, because I knew that one day I would be a memory. And that leads on to the third part, which is that we want to leave our own legacy, not only the legacy of the person who's passed away, but the legacy of our own lives. And that every Yizkor is also a Yizkor for us. Every remembrance of someone who has died is also a remembrance of what we will do, what we have done, and how, as Rabbi Schuldenfrei said earlier, we wish to be remembered. All of those, I think, are powerful and important reasons. But none of them, I believe, is the heart of it. And the heart of it was brought to me by something that Leon Wieseltier writes about in his book Kaddish, where he talks about how he says Kaddish for his father. And he asks why he has to come to synagogue. What does it do for his father for him to show up each morning and say Kaddish? If you don't believe any longer that it helps the soul in its journey after life, if you believe that the soul's going to go on its journey anyway, whether you show up in synagogue or not, then why do you have to be there? And he decides that he has to be there because he is the proof of his father's life. That is, the way his father lived resulted in his being in synagogue on Shabbat and on the weekday to say Kaddish for his father. So Yizkor is not only about leaving a legacy and admitting your mortality. It's a way of paying tribute to the person who has died because you're here saying Yizkor and giving tzedakah. The person I remember was the kind of person who raised me in such a way that I will give tzedakah in their name and seek to improve and help the world. That's what it means to say Yizkor. To say Yizkor is a step in becoming the kind of person that you want to affirm those who came before you sought to create. I remember my parent, my spouse, my child, my grandparents, my sister, my brother, by giving tzedakah because that's what they would have wanted of me, to be the kind of person who helps the community. And so, as Wieseltier felt as he stood in the synagogue, because I give tzedakah, I am the proof. It's not just a function of memory. It's a function of the way the memory of the person whom I love lives in my life, makes me better, makes me good. Yizkor is a step on the road to our own tikkun, to our own improvement, to our own growth of soul. And that's why memory is inextricably intertwined with action. If you remember and you do not act, that, says Soloveitchik, is not Yizkor. Only memory that leads to action is true memory. And so as we prepare for the Yizkor service, we not only remember those who have come before us, but we also seek to understand what sort of people they would wish us to be. Because after all, for as long as we are granted life, for as long as we have breath, for as long as we are here, we are the proof.